is intact. Of course, we will speak more of this. But dear heart, where do you wish to begin this day?
Sorry, Lord. Well, you actually, when we spoke on April 25th, said that you wanted to talk about Nesra, disclosure, the unfoldment of the divine plan, and you said, let us also bring good news. I asked you if you would speak about the mass arrest, and I also, if we have time, would like to talk to you about something else you mentioned in that reading, which is the transitions to higher dimensionality that you said we can look forward to this coming month. I was hoping that you might tell the readers directly about that. And then if we have time remaining, perhaps we could pick up on what Ashtar was saying last week about what we need to think about when we contemplate meeting higher dimensional beings like the Galactics. Does that sound okay to you?
That sounds absolutely fine. So let us begin, if you wish, in terms of what you think of as current events.
Thank you, Lord.
And let us also speak of what you call Nesra and what we would refer to as accessing universal funds. And I wish to speak to each and every person's heart, as well as their mind this day. Because part of this transition into the higher realms is the acceptance, the anchoring, the allowance of that balance, dear ones, between your heart and your mind, between your spiritual and your ego demands, the balance between your fields, your emotional, your mental, your causal, your spiritual. If there is one theme that we have need to suggest that we look at this day, it is this theme of balance. And of course, this speaks to economics. It speaks to the resources, the universal resources, not only of Gaia, but of far beyond. For this is something you do not often think about. How you, as humans, as starseeds, as intergalactics, have access to all the resources of the universe. You tend to restrict yourself in terms of how you think of what is available to you. Not only in terms of your planet, of your Earth, of Gaia, but then you further restrict it to what you think you have been allowed. And I do not wish to necessarily go into this eons-long building of false paradigms by human forces of what is allowable, what is yours, what is not, what you can access, what you cannot. And then you further limit it by what you think you can do, by what you believe you can do, by further narrowing what you believe are your talents and abilities. You have spent years bringing in and bringing to blossom the totality of your being, of all aspects, all qualities, all parts of yourself. That is not limited. And you turn to me, you, and you say, oh yes, Lord, but I am limited because of dark forces, because of Illuminati, because of dark cabals. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters of light, my brothers and sisters of love, do not allow that illusion to continue. We and you, in sacred partnership with the sword of love and truth, are breaking these paradigms. So do not revert back and then say, but I am limited because of. Because all that does, my beloved friends, is to reinforce what you don't want, which we, together with you, are in the process of destroying. So I beg of you, do not go there. You have begun some marvelous, uplifting projects. And in this I speak to all the people of Earth. You began a process of collective compassion. And you did so, for example, in your Occupy movements. And it was not simply Wall Street, because you may also think of Arab Spring as an Occupy movement. Think of the shifts that are happening every single day, as shifts in consciousness and what you are permitting, allowing, creating, and what you are calling forth. So one of my suggestions, my questions, my queries to you this day is why? Why are you not continuing? And I do not mean you, Steve, in your sight. I mean people of Earth. Why are you not continuing to demand the law of instantaneous transmission, of transmutation? Why do you not continue to demand of those that you believe govern you? Whether you have elected them or not is inconsequential. You have need to step forward with us, with your brothers and sisters of the stars, and demand and command and create that equality, equality of resources, because the money, the currency, is simply an illusion anyway. That is but a construct that the human beings have developed to trade back and forth. It is useful, yes, but it is not the truth of what is truly going on. You need to claim what is yours. And you say to me, Michael, how do we do this? And you do this with your mind and your heart. You do this in your creation process. You do this in joining your energy with ours, in complete commitment, in truth speaking, in truth destruction, in going forward in the fullness of your potential. If ever there was a time for this to be pushed over the edge, for Nisara, as you think of it, to come into being, for the floodgates of what people think of as money, financial abundance, support, and the devolution of hoarding to take place, it is now. And that is remarkably, miraculous, good news. But we do not do it alone. Think of it. What has happened is we have been pushing the boulder, uphill, uphill, uphill. Well, it is the final push. It is on the summit. And now, push it. Let it roll downhill. Let it gather steam. Let it clear the way for new ways of being, where all that is available is literally made available to the human race. This is not accomplished by standing back and saying, which I hear a great deal of, when, where is my money, how will I pay, I am stuck, I am bound, I am tied. These are illusions. This is not of truth, my beloved ones. And what you are feeling is those who do not wish to have a shift, even though their soul plan demands it, their egos push back and say no. Now, we are not talking. Let us be very clear. We talk out of both sides of our mouth, and you know this, dear Steve. So on the one hand, we say we are talking about the destruction and the reconstruction of what you think of as your financial systems upon the planet of Earth. But what we do not talk about is such a collapse and such chaos that people are turning in panic and running in the streets and are finding themselves without any resources, without any ability to cope. For that would not be of love. What we are talking about is a meeting in the middle of an overlay upon what you have thought of as financial structures with a higher dimensional reality of equality, of unity, of love, of fairness, of truth. And as you are coming up to that, and this is very tied to the new dimensional realities that are available to you, and it is not that they are available to you in December, it is that they are available to you right now. So grab them and start demanding, claiming, verbally, out loud, publicly, and in your own meditation and creation work. Claim what is yours. Create with us what has always been intended and available. And then when you start to see things shift and flow, begin to claim what is yours. Not just in your own sphere, in your own, what we would call your own neighborhood. Although your neighborhood is your best and strongest mirror for the changes that are occurring upon your planet. But look beyond. Look to your state, your nation, your continent, and then your world, and then claim throughout the universe. There is no rule. Understand. You are in transition, and in that ascension, in that process, in that fourth dimensional alchemy reality, you may access, you may transmute the molecules into what you desire. Is it a question of belief? Yes. But I speak this way to you today because You are ready. You are absolutely ready. One of the things that you are learning is how your energy fields affect your star brothers and sisters, and by the way, us. But what you are also learning this day is how, as you ascend, as you shift, as you become more aware, more enlightened, that we are able also to speak more clearly, more directly to your entire being. Because what I am saying is going throughout every molecule within your body. And with my blue flame of truth, it is clearing out the debris that has prevented you from moving in this way and assisting you. Assisting, that is our job. Serving the Mother, Father, One, and assisting you, our brothers and sisters. So I speak this way. Your brothers and sisters of the stars are flooding the planet in greater numbers, far more than any government of any nation can keep up with. And they could not possibly anyway, because they are basically protected and hidden. So you say, well, when will disclosure come? And it comes from the people again. It comes from that full recognition. And yes, it comes from your star brothers and sisters making their presence known. The fear factor is being greatly diminished. And by the way, we commend you, because the work that all of you are doing in bringing forth the open conversations with the galactics, with the intergalactics, with the star seeds, this is making it the new normal. And it is removing that veil of something unusual or paranormal. The governments of Earth, especially your G8, acknowledge your star brothers and sisters when they have no other choice. And that is right now. It is not the distant future. It is not months away. You are seeing cracks. We are seeing cracks, and we are seeing it from above. You are on Earth, of course you see it from below. The cracks in the foundation are already there. Do they wish to make it headline news? No. And that is simply because of the push and pull and the rebalancing in what we would call the global military forces. There are still some parts of global military forces that love to think of war and conflict. They are fully committed. And we do not chastise them, because that would not do any good. We have to love them into wholeness and the realization that they can relinquish this belief system. But there is another balance within the global military that is coming to understand that the more open the system, the less likely conflict is to occur. That secrecy is the old pattern, and it is of old third dimension, it is of old human belief systems, and it does not work. So you may look, and yes, this is good news, for I see this as a good news day. You have enough bad news on your television stations, particularly some that simply love to emphasize the negative. The good news is you may look for disclosure. But I ask of you, just like commanding and demanding for equality, that you begin disclosure. Now, I do not simply speak to you, my beloved brother, because you have been declaring disclosure for years. But the light workers, love holders, all over the planet are very, very reticent to simply say, I believe in our star brothers and sisters. Yes, I saw a UFO the other day. Yes, I have a friend who is a hybrid. Yes, I have a son who is a starseed. Is it not magnificent? Is it not exciting? Help is on the way. Because, yes, your star brothers and sisters come in love to assist with the ascension, with the shift. But very little consideration other than the internet, the technology, much of the information that is already shared with you. You have no idea, or a very limited idea, of the resources that are sitting there. It is as if the ships of gold that Saint Germain sailed centuries ago are sitting in the harbor waiting. And the people of Earth are saying, oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I need any gold. I'm not sure that I want to meet any new people. Well, that is ridiculous. Of course you do. And the more that you share the good news that there are ships of gold in the harbor, it does not create chaos on the quayside. What it does is it creates welcome. It creates a new reality. And you, beloved friend, have been part for years of creating that new reality. So my clarion call this day on behalf of the entire Council of Love and Company of Heaven is we ask every person to step forward. And I ask you this not in sacrifice. I ask of this because of our knowing and our faith in you. That you are ready. Many of the, what we would call, obstacles, whether they are people, cabals, dark forces, Illuminati, military, political, monetary, social, religious, many of these have been cleared out before, and I am talking about even 6 months ago. Very often, if you were to go into your personal creation chamber, your sacred space, you would feel like you were maneuvering through a very dark, filled antique store where there is so much stuff that you can't see anything, and it is dark and musty and dusty and very unpleasant. That is no longer true. Not only have your individual fields been expanded, bright, clear, shiny, so have those of Gaia. Her new chakra system is brilliant. Her grid is gold and shiny. There are no tears. There are no rents. Not in your grid and not in Gaia's. Everything is in position. There is a little cleanup left. But you, and therefore we in our sacred partnership And when I say we, I mean all of us, are well positioned. The time is now. Do not buy into any of the drama. Do not buy into the fear of earth changes, days of darkness, times of lack. These are mechanisms to slow you down. You cannot be slowed down. We entreat you, do not make the choice to be slowed down. Ascension, shifting, rising up to the new dimensions is a very rapid come with us. Because as you do, none of what we have called the old third dimensional realities, the old paradigms of old human reality, they don't exist. So you are healing them. You are destroying them. We are in reconstruction already. You are blessing them. You are making peace with the old. You are forgiving. And if you are finding in the slightest way that you cannot forgive, then come to me. Come to our Divine Mother. But let me ignite even more brightly that blue flame of truth within your heart, within your core, within your belly, within your solar plexus, within your head, within your third eye, within your throat. Because in truth is forgiveness. And the first thing I will have you do, and I will do with you right now, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself with me. Forgive yourself for not being able to forgive. For judging those who perhaps consciously and inadvertently have harmed you, or have harmed the collective, or who have harmed Gaia, or who have harmed those you love. Let us forgive together today. And let us ask of you to forgive us, to forgive yourself and your anger with us at times, at your disbelief, at your disappointment, your despair. Because know, my beloved ones, you do not always have the entire picture. And so your heart reacts like small bereft children. Do you think we do not understand? You say, well, if you understand, why don't you heal that? And this is what we choose and ask of you. In this moment, so So let us ask for your forgiveness and forgive your star brothers and sisters for what you have judged as their reticence to interfere, for they abide by universal law and by the law of intergalactic agreements and codes. Let us all join in this united legion, in this tsunami of change. Yes, it is the universal law, but let us also say, change does not equal chaos. It does not need to. It does not need to result in you feeling displaced, lifted up, and put in a better place, yes. That is important for all of you. But not displaced. And certainly never endangered. The mother's plan of unfoldment does not include endangering those she cherishes. So I have gone on with my news of the day.
Wow. That's a blockbuster. I haven't been wanting to interrupt you. The only thing I would ask you to add a bit more to is this notion of mass arrest that people are waiting for. Could you tell us a bit about what that is going to involve, Lord? Perhaps also when it might start. But you said it started 6 months ago. But is there anything more you wanted to say on that topic?
No, because our plan, and certainly the plan of love, is more about rehabilitation and being shown choices than punishment. And so those shifts are already underway.
All right.
They are already massively underway.
Okay.
So do not look for headline news. Look to the shifts of heart, of massive shifts in where people, groups, individuals are coming from.
Okay, well, maybe that takes us to our next topic, which is that in the reading that you and I had on April 25th, you talked about a very large transition for many of us that would take place in the next month. Now, initially you started out talking about the transition that I would experience, but then you said that it extended to many other people. I'm sure that, and I wrote about that, and I'm sure that people would like to hear more about that from you.
As you know, these transitions, these shift in energy frequencies that are available to the human race because they are designed. And there are different types of energies and frequency downloads that have been given to Gaia and to the human race and to all the kingdoms over time. But there is a particular frequency and energy that is being sent, and it started actually yesterday. So it is being sent to the human collective directly from the heart of one. And it is whatever you think of as awareness, enlightenment, ascension, shift. It is to quite literally begin to consciously begin the understanding process and the bringing into alignment the conscious, unconscious, subconscious, spiritual consciousness of all beings. It is to help them remember, integrate, and anchor into the intelligence of love and into the intelligence of what you can think of as your heart, your soul, your core, your essence. Now, how this will feel is that some people may feel, and this is the prelude to the full ascension process. It is what some think of as the attunements. Some may think of it as the clearing, and that is going to take place within each and every one of you, depending on where you are. So for some of you, you may feel tired, very weepy or emotional. There may well be, as this channel has experienced, a very deep sense of unknown sadness. And it is the sadness of what has occurred upon this planet. What has occurred in lifetime after lifetime with the devolution of the plan. But that is all right, my beloved friends. Let it go. Because this will also be continued on by a sense of release. Many of you will want to rest back to the time of being a child who needs a nap, or a child who needs a nap after they have had a good cry. The key to this is never forcing it. It cannot be hurried or forced. These energies are unstoppable. Of course they work with your free choice. We do not remove free choice, but you are filled with such energy as you are going to start to note that your choices are shifting, and they are shifting to a higher vibration. This sense of exhaustion, and it may fluctuate, is going to also be filled with times of exuberance and unlimited energy, as if you could circle the globe 3 times flying with me and still want to go on for further. There will be a sense of peace that even if the externals that you are witnessing appear a little chaotic, that your internal reality is aligning with a deeper universal sense of unity, of connectedness, and of peace, of oneness. As that shifts within you, your external reality is immediately changing and shifting as well. No, you do not need to be tinkering out there. The tinkering, the work, is being done within. You are feeling moved to assume, in conjunction with others and by yourself, new creation undertakings, new areas of interest. But what the most significant, well, what we see as most significant is the clarity of vision. It is not just the bliss, because when you are in the bliss, as you have witnessed and experienced, there is a feeling of disconnection, of free-floating in the oneness. And that is sublime. And that is a necessary piece prior to re-anchoring in your body. And then dreaming, deciding, and beginning a new phase. Because even if it looks like what you have been doing, the energy, what you are bringing to the table, to the pie, to the creation, is significantly different. It is the elimination of grief. It is the elimination of sadness. It is the elimination of judgment, and particularly judgment of your own sweet self. Now, we have said in all of these processes, ensure that you are tied with your cord to the heart of Gaia. Because think of yourself as a helium balloon that has been filled and filled and filled and filled to the maximum. And then you are floating in the clouds. And then you are hearing, oh, wait a moment, if I leave Earth's atmosphere, I can expand a little more. And you are going to do so. You are coming to join with us as we are coming to join with you. That is where the creation of Nova Earth and Nova Being is taking place. So we want to ensure that you are tied firmly anchored within Gaia, because our intention, and yours, by the way, and the universe's intention, is not for you to float away into oneness. Not yet. Otherwise, you would not have come during this time of change. Your intention and the plan is for you to return and to anchor in the new. So you are being given the human race. And yes, you say, well, if everybody in the human race is being given this energy, then why are some reacting one way or receiving one way? And why are others up, up, and away? It is because of the work you have done to date. So if there is still some clearing, then that will come first. Do not judge it, just let it be. And also understand there are many of you at this juncture now who are also clearing for the collective, and who have been more deeply involved in what we would refer to as some of the more dramatic human tragedies. So each of you bring the uniqueness of who you are. But you are being given this gift. This will continue for about a month. You know that May is the month of the mother, and this is her gift. And she has already begun. But if I had any true guidance to give you, it would be to say, get ready and open and receive. This is our gift of partnership. You.
Lord, I'm thinking that it might be better to leave the discussion that follows on from Ashtar's point to another time and stay with this topic instead. May I just go over a few points with you, please? You've said
Yes.
Thank you. You said star seeds are from higher dimensions, and it follows then that they have already ascended previously in the past. You said to me on April 25th that we are recovering our higher dimensionality, and if you could confirm that for listeners, I'd appreciate it. And also, if you could tell us what the difference is between are recovering our higher dimensionality and are ascending at the end of the year. And finally, if you could also tell us, is this what John Smallman's Saul has been referring to, this transition that's happening now, when he said over and over again that it's very close, you're going to experience higher dimensionality very soon? Is this what he's been talking about?
Yes, this is exactly what Saul has been referring to. Now, the star seeds have come from what you think of as higher dimensions. But understand, in being born, they also have been entrapped in the reality of this planet. So while they may have, and they have had, a very much easier time for liftoff, as it were, the experience of being trapped has also been more difficult. So that has been both a joyous and a difficult experience. So do not assume that because you have come, as you well know, if you have come from a higher reality or dimension, that it means that your experience to date on Earth has been easier. That is not necessarily so at all. In fact, in many ways, it has made the experience of being in what we would call the sullied third dimensional reality, because that was never what the third dimension was intended to be. In the sullied third dimension, it has made it more difficult and more confusing, because you are fully aware that that is not the way it's supposed to be. That is not the way it was created. You are claiming the totality of yourself. You are reintegrating your higher interdimensional self. And that, sweet angels, is part and parcel of ascension. That in itself is you transitioning to the higher dimensions, at which point you have access to other realities, other dimensions. You are anchoring it, and you are having an experience reaching down and seeing or feeling your third dimensional self exhibiting in the third dimension, which, to tell you the truth, there is only a sliver left of. So you are seeing, all of you are seeing, oh, you call it synchronicity or the ability to create, working with universal law. All of this is true. But it is also you ascending. That is why I keep saying it is not an event on a certain day. Many of you are well ahead of schedule. The collective humanity is well ahead of schedule. And you are going to take a quantum leap with this energy that is being gifted to you from the heart of one over the next month. Many of you, we have heard your pleas and cries in the night. We have seen you pulling out your hair saying, how are we going to do this? Did you think we were just going to ignore your pleas? Did you think that the fullness of our partnership would not come to pass? No. Now, the key in this, and I am glad you have asked me this question, you have to be willing. This is where your innate gift of free choice comes in. You have to be willing to surrender what you think of as your old third dimensional self. We're not saying your third dimensional self needs to die or transition, but you have to be willing to expand as you are already, but to consciously allow the awareness of your interdimensional self, your reality, to come to the forefront. Stop looking for hard, concrete proof. Go with the flow. And stop trying to nail it down and say, well, this feels like magic, so now I'm in the fourth. This feels like love and Christ consciousness. Now I am in the seventh. Now this feels like the ability to create. I am in the eighth. Now I am sitting with my beloved Jesus Ananda. I am in the 11th. No. It is fluid. Air moves. Wind moves. You move. So allow this ebb and flow. And some days you will feel, oh, I am definitely in the third. And when you feel that, sit and let the expansion that is being flooded to you to fill your heart, your soul, your being, your body, and float away and claim and relish, enjoy, luxuriate. You are learning, my beloved friends, a new way of being. It is not difficult, but it does require your cooperation. The energy has already started. It is already within you. Yes, it will get stronger. But we are not saying here it is and abandoning you and say do with it as you will. We are standing right next to you, as are your brothers and sisters of the stars of every dimension and reality. And we are holding you. We are helping you. We are tutoring. We are coaching. We are protecting. And we are excited. This is what we have waited for.
Lord, what is the difference between this return to higher dimensionality and ascension itself?
Ascension is a process. There is a formula, much like creation. And what this return to interdimensionality is a part of ascension. It is part of your process. It is helping you get comfortable. So do not try and differentiate between the two. What you are doing is joining with Gaia and going up the sacred spiral. She is already well underway. So there is no point in you sitting in an illusion of thinking that Gaia is still anchored and tethered to the old third, as she is already spinning upward. So she is also pulling you upward. That is why all these systems, these illusions, these structures that have not worked are crumbling. That is why we speak of forgiveness, not punishment. That is of the old realm.
All right, two further questions, Lord. One, what is going to be the impact of this transition on our light work? I can't remember the second, so while you're answering that, I'll try to remember the second.
All right, then. The transformation of your light and love work. Many of you have felt that you have been at the battering ram, trying to break through for a very long time. What you are going to feel is that that is done, that this is literally fluid and spreading more smoothly, more rapidly, is that those resistances that you met, and they have all come from other human beings, understand that, are gone. Now, there are pockets of resistance. There are pockets of resistance in individuals. But rather than feeling that you are talking to a stone wall, you will feel that you are simply breathing fresh air into their balloon and blessing them with your words, with your understanding. Not words of judgment, not words of condescension. There is no room for arrogance or ego in this. It is simply love. But it is the breakthrough all of you have been waiting for.
Thank you, Lord. This has certainly been a feast for all of us, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
You are welcome. It is my joy. Go in peace.
Farewell.